This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The signs are multiplying, the pressure mounting. The hand of Yahuwah is revealed in the unraveling of Edom's dominion and the awakening of scattered Israel. We are not witnessing random events, but the unfolding of ancient prophecies, meticulously detailed by the watchmen of old. The judgment is upon Edom, and the echoes of Obadiah resonate in the headlines of today. Consider the reports emerging from the hills of Ephraim, where the Palestinian Authority continues its brazen practice of rewarding those who spill the blood of Israel. 156 million shekels, funded by Edom's hand through the U.S. State Department, allocated to incentivize terror. This isn't simply financial impropriety. It's a calculated strategy, a spiritual battle waged with Yahuwah's own currency, twisted to fund destruction. The so-called Taylor Force Act, a pathetic gesture, has proven utterly ineffective. Edom's promises are hollow, its protection a mirage. Obadiah spoke of violence against Jacob, and this pay-for-slay program is a direct fulfillment of that prophecy, a curse upon the land. It is a testament to the enduring enmity, the relentless hatred that defines Edom's heart. And the veil thins. Even within the halls of power, cracks are appearing. Former U.S. President Trump, amplified by Tucker Carlson, has conceded the Zionist state poses a threat to his own interests. This isn't political maneuvering. It's a glimpse behind the curtain, a validation of the warnings delivered by the watchmen. For generations, Edom, embodied in the modern state of Israel, has sought to usurp the inheritance promised to Israel. This isn't restoration, but a counterfeit, a deception designed to oppress and control. Trump's acknowledgement, however self-serving, exposes the deep-seated antagonism between the interests of the American people and the agenda of the Israeli regime. It's a fracture in the facade of unwavering support, a tremor before the earthquake. The foundation of this deceit is built upon the sands of usury, and now the debt tsunami is upon us. The legacy of Alan Greenspan, a man steeped in the philosophies of Edom, isn't one of stability, but of impending economic collapse. Reckless monetary policy, fueled asset bubbles, and unsustainable debt. This wasn't incompetence, but deliberate policy. The calculated enrichment of Edom at the expense of all nations. This debt tsunami is a judgment, a consequence of violating Yahuwah's laws, a reckoning for turning away from the covenant. Deuteronomy 28 warned of this very fate, and now we witness its fulfillment. The modern state of Israel, entangled in this web of financial manipulation, stands as a prime beneficiary of this engineered crisis. But the most insidious weapon in Edom's arsenal isn't financial or military, it's control. The iron cage is being constructed, a digital panopticon encompassing every aspect of life. Iran defies warning, engaging in rituals that mock Yahuwah's sovereignty. Edom's servants evade the truth of their own destructive policies. A military buildup occurs, leaving Israel vulnerable. A plague unleashed, masked as salvation. These aren't isolated incidents, but threads woven into a suffocating tapestry. Every purchase, every communication, every movement recorded, analyzed, and weaponized. This isn't about security, it's about subjugation. Remember Obadiah's words, "For the violence against your brother Jacob, shame shall cover you, and you shall be utterly destroyed." Edom's violence now manifests as a theft of freedom, a denial of privacy, a manipulation of reality. And now, the serpent casts off its disguise entirely. Mark Carney, once a central figure in the financial dominion of Great Britain, a nation historically identified as Edom, has brazenly articulated a vision for a new world order. This isn't conjecture, but a public declaration of intent. The orchestrated chaos of the recent years, the manufactured crisis of the pandemic, was a dress rehearsal, a test of our willingness to surrender liberties for the illusion of security. The so-called Fourth Industrial Revolution was never about progress, but control. A scheme to usher in a digital prison, where every aspect of life is dictated by a centralized authority. This is a spiritual declaration of war. Edom openly proclaims its ambition to rule over the nations, to usurp the inheritance rightfully belonging to Israel. The weakening of the United States, a nation once a beacon, however flawed, of self-determination, is a deliberate component of this plan. Its internal divisions, its economic vulnerabilities, and its moral decay have been exploited to hasten its decline. The watchman sees it clearly. The threads are converging. The judgment on Edom is accelerating, and for scattered Israel, the call to awaken, to remember the covenant, to prepare for restoration, grows ever more urgent. Yahuwah is sovereign over all kingdoms, and Mashiach the king will ultimately reign. The time is at hand. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.